Wenn sie passen, sie sollen immer share your base.
Da, da ist er. Ja, wo ist er? There's an important Meiri that we have to see over here. I have to apologize that we didn't really... I photocopied the Meiri, which is an important Meiri, but not the Meiri that I wanted to photocopy. So we're going to have to... So if you spent the whole morning on the Meiri, that's such a good thing. I'm so happy for you. It'll be no game more to the next sugya. We're still like a little bit behind over here in this sugya. I'm sure you got one. Here's some more. Sorry, this is just a bunch of details which we have to just finish up here in the sugya. Gewalt. Wow, these sugyas are so, Baruch Hashem, they are so robust. Robust sugyas, that's all I got. Does everyone have? That's all I have. We could try to look in, and which, if you need more, we'll make some more there. If you want, you can just look at the Miri on the Mar Makaimus. Okay, my friends. The Zach is Azeh. What state in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Chosin v'shishbin v'chol b'nei ha'chupa p'tur min ha'sukkah. Chosin v'shishbin v'chol b'nei ha'chupa are p'tur from the sukkah. Kol Shiva. My time is from the boy lemichti. They have to be misameach. What's the inyan of being misameach? Okay, they have to be misameach. Very nice. They have a mitzvah d'oraisa of sitting in a sukkah. What does misameach change anything? So we said yesterday that's because of Isaac b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And that's what it says in the Meiri that we gave out today. It doesn't say it anyway, mefurish in the Gemara. Take a look in the Meiri. Chasan v'chol shushbinen v'chol b'nei ha-chupa, p'tur min ha-sukkah, sharei tzarechu l'smoyach im chaveirov, v'chaveirov imoy, v'ein simcha el b'chukla, v'tam p'tur mikan, midin Isaac b'mitzvah. It's midin Isaac b'mitzvah. The Achroinim ask a question, what's the mitzvah of Simchas Chosin Mekala? Is that a mitzvah d'oraisa? Is there a mitzvah d'oraisa in a Sameach HaChosin? What's the mitzvah exactly? Do we say Isaac mitzvah, put the mitzvah on a mitzvah d'rabbanon? It could be. A kid said that's the discussion over here. But it's midin Isaac b'mitzvah that a Chosin should be pater. So what's the Gemara's next question? The Gemara says, Chosin is pater, v'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechti b'sukkah. Why doesn't he eat in the sukkah and be mesameach in the sukkah? What's the kasha? Is Isaac mitzvah, pater in a mitzvah? What's the kasha? Oh, L'chor the Gemara's question is, when it's Evshur L'Kayim Shneim, do you have to do both of them? No. Pashtus, yes. That's what it seems like from our Gemara. Do you have to do both? That's the Gemara's question. Ein achanami yoisik b'mitzvah, aber, you could do both mitzvahs. This is the chayra of being a car that if you have shul kaim shem, you have to do both of them. The shayla is that we have a shitas or zarua. The or zarua says even if you could do both, do you have to do both? No. So what's the Gemara's kasha? He says it's pater min mitzvah. If he wants to, maybe he could, but he's pater. He's about a pater. So what would be the Gemara's kasha? So if you take a look in the Ra'ah, which we gave out also just now, the Ra'ah seems to have a different shot on our Gemara. It's important to know. Right underneath the Meiri, Chidush Ra'ah, Amar Rav Abba Bar Zabda Amar Rav, Chosin v'shushbino v'chol b'nei ha-chupa p'tur min ha-sukkah kol shiva. Says the Ra'ah, Mishum d'boi l'michta, they have to have sim, v'ein simcha l'b'chupa, v'ein simcha l'makom suda, u'ptiri mishum, taima d'teishvu ke'ein taduru. You're pater because of teishvu Ke'ein taduru. First of all, is he saying you're pater because of Isaac b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah?
No.
Clearly not. What is the pasuk of teishvu ke'ein taduru? What do we always use that for? What's that? Mestar. It sounds like he's saying a chasen v'chol b'nei ha'chupa are pater in a sukkah because of mitzvah.
According to Rabbi, that would study.
Yeah, very good. Because he's mitzvah, it's patur min ha-sukkah. What? If you make him be in the sukkah, he's going to be mitzvah. If you make him be in the sukkah, he's going to be mitzvah. Why are the shishbinin going to be mitzvah? Anyone? I understand why the chassan's going to be mitzvah. What are they going to be mitzvah? What? What? No, he doesn't say it's. It says even the shishbinim are because of teishu can't to do.
It's comfortable for them to be, since they're uncomfortable for the chassan, it's going to be comfortable for them too.
Right? It's going to be comfortable for them to go back.
Since they're not happy, since the chassan's not happy, they're not happy.
Let the chassan go to be part of the sukkah. Let them not go to the chuppah.
They're gonna have to go back.
The whole meeting tops is the whole idea.
What?
Is they're all together.
They went to sukkah then, for themselves.
So that okay. What's the problem? Are they they're mitzvah?
They're mitzvah. They're not with the chassan now.
Oh, they're mitzvah if they can't be with the chassan. The chassan can't be in the sukkah because he's mitzvah. They can be in the sukkah because they're also going to be mitzvah. Says the Ravid. The Ravid's masbir. The friends of the chassan can't be by the chassan. He's mitzvah if he can't be by the chassan. He's going to be part of the sukkah. Like Misham Shem. Yeah, Misham Shem. Also, we said one pshat is because of mitzvah in Achanami. Said another pshat in Misham Shem are oisik mitzvah. But according to this pshat, maybe Misham Shem also. Chol Misham Shem. If my friend is sick and I can't tend to him, I'm mitzvah. I'm also mitzvah. If my friend is sitting on a chus and sitting alone in the outside, so I feel so bad. I have to be in the sukkah because I have a mitzvah. But I feel I'm mitzvah because I'm not going to be with him. In Achanami, it's also mitzvah.
How does that fall
into
the category of sukkah mitzvah?
What? Good question. That's a good question. How is that going to fall with is it Memela or is it Iu Dubai Suve Daite? Good Kasha. Yeah, it's a good Kasha. Yeah, you have to work on that. Good Kasha. Al Kolpani, my friends, it comes out we have two Pshatim in the Gemara. Why is it that Chassan and Isham Shem is Pater from the Sukkah? According to the Mi'iri, why is he Pater? According to the Ra'ah, why is he Pater? Mitzvah. Teshu can do Mitzvah. The Chayra, this is going to affect some of our understanding of the Sugya. For example, the Svas Emes comes along, we said yesterday, a Chiddush Atzum comes along the Svas Emes, and he says that if you're not going to sit in the Sukkah for your eating, you're going to be Pater even from sleeping. Why? Because once you're not in the Sukkah ben Mikzatz, you're out of the Sukkah totally. But the Svas Emes, and that's Pshat in our Gemara. So the Svas Emes, that's only if you're not using the Ptur Mitztayr. Ptur Mitztayr, then in Achanami, if you're not eating in the Sukkah, you can still sleep in the Sukkah. You're not sleeping in the Sukkah, you still eat in the Sukkah. That's because it's only Os Mitztayr. But if you're not sitting there, even though you have the Mitzvah, so then, once you're out for a part, you're going to be out for the rest. That's what the Svas Emes says. Now, does that fit in our Gemara? If you're going like the Mi'iri, what's the reason why a chassan doesn't sit in the sukkah? Because Isaac mitzvah patur min mitzvah sein achanami. This is not the patur mitzvah. So I could be mechalik between argamar and mitzvah. See, over here, because he's really mechuyev. It's just Isaac mitzvah taking him out. Therefore, if you don't sleep and you don't eat the sukkah, you don't have to sleep in the sukkah. However, according to the pshat of the ra'ah, this is a sugya of mitzvah. So you can't be mechalik between our sugya and the sugya of mitzvah. What?
Fasim says,
aside
from mitzvah, then you could do one at a time.
Right? It's by mitzvah, then you could do one and not the other. But when it's not mitzvah, if you don't do one, then you're going to be pater from the other. And he says, that's pshat our sugyo. Oh well, if our sugyo is mitzvah, and Echanami, the svasemes brings the Yushalmi that seems to say, even though a chosin and his Misham Sheim are pater from eating in the sukkah, they chayev to sleep in the sukkah. What's the pshat? Why they chayev to sleep in the sukkah? It could be because they learned the sukkah, that Yushami learns the Salas Mitztayr, like the Ra'ah. Al Kol Panim, these are the two pshatim l'chayra in our sukkah over here. So the Gemara asked the question. Gemara's kasha is, why is it that we don't tell him that he should in Achanami do the chuppah in the chuppah, but come eat in the sukkah? Says and then go be mesameach somewhere else. Says the Gemara, I can't do that because ain't simcha el b'makom achila. So why don't you do the suda and the and the simcha in the chuppah, in the sukkah, and do the chuppah somewhere else. Ain't simcha ela bechuppah. The simcha is only going to be in the chuppah. You can't do that either. I cannot separate the achila or the chuppah from the simcha. So if the chuppah can't be in the sukkah, so then I'm not going to be able to do it. Comes along Tosfos. Tosfos says, ain't simcha ela bechuppah. This is Tosfos. Mashma mikan. Shim yotze chosan mechupasoi, afilo kalosoi imoi, volchem lecho bebayis acher, shein mevorchen shesimcha bemoinoi. It's mashma from over here. That, what are we going to say? That a person who leaves his chuppah, you don't make sheva brachas. Dein mevorchen shesimcha moinoi, ala bebrachas, velo brachas resanen, kivishen simcha ala bechuppah. Kotez is learning from our sugya, that all of our sheva brachas that we do bizman hazer, are bracha levatalas. Tosfos holds, you can only make the Sheva Brachas in one place. Where's that place? Chuppah. Uberperikamet Ksubas Amrina Namim, Bevarchin Brachas Chasanim, Bebeis Chasanim. Mashma Davka Bemokum Chuppah, Shu Beis Chasanim. So Tosfos seems to learn, what is the Chuppah? The house. That's not the way we do. What do we call the Chuppah? Yeah, like a talis or something like that. Tosfos doesn't learn that's Chuppah. Tosfos learns Chuppah is Beis Chasanim. Okay, that second raya is not such a strong raya. You have to know what is a chuppah. If it's wherever they made the original chuppah, the original brachas, sometimes they do it in the middle of the street. Kesha'am merubim, then you chol nikonis bebayis. Says Tosfos, ela makom ikur yeshivas chasen v'kalo kari lechuppah. Chuppah is called wherever the chasen kalo, wherever they're spending their days, wherever they're living. The makom dira of the chasen kalo is called the chuppah. V'loy makom ha'asi la'akroi ba'alma. Sham mevarchin b'chas chasanim kol shiva. That's what Tosfos says. That's where you make b'chas chasanim kol shiva. So Shitas Tosfos is, it's wherever the Chasen Kala live, that's called the Chuppah. The Oitzer Meforshei Talmud here brings the Rosh and the Ran that argue on Tosfos. So why do we make brachas, why do we do Sheva Brachas not there? Because of the Svar of the Rosh and the Ran. What does the Rosh and the Ran say? The Rosh says, Kivon shehu v'chaveirav holchem l'bayis acher, v'oysen oyso bayis ikur, gam sham nikra Chuppah. Says the Rosh, chuppah is mobile. A chuppah is wherever you shaf a chuppah, wherever you make a chuppah, wherever we're going to, hu v'chaveirav, oisin oiso bayis ikur. Wherever that hu v'chaveirav holchem l'bayis acher, him together with his shishbinon and b'nei chuppah, wherever they go, that becomes the chuppah. So the chuppah can start out in a wedding hall, and the chuppah can then afterwards move to the mechutin's house, and the chuppah afterwards can move to the next door neighbor's house, and the chuppah can afterwards move to the restaurant, and wherever they're praving, the chevra is praving together with chasen kalos, the chuppah. What about on the airplane? So if he's going with all of that thing, then maybe yes, but he's just there. He doesn't have a minion of people that are coming, or they're not being koveya, that is his makom, then it's not. It's not, it just happens to be. What?
You can't make it like a...
The Maisa, there's nothing there about this makom that's making it the makom of the chuppah. They're not doing it. They happen to be with a bunch of people. They're on a train. It's not a makom of a. It's not. They can't say that became the chuppah. How did that become the bias? That's the ikar bias. There's no bias over there. It's not the bias of the chasam
b'chal. Is it better to not do sheva brachos than do that?
I think you don't do sheva brachos on a plane. For sure, according to Tosfos, you don't do sheva brachos on a plane. I think also according to the pshat of the Rosh, you don't do sheva brachos on the plane.
You won't be able to do it at all. Then.
Okay, there's a misnomer about Sheva Brachas. People think Sheva Brachas is like a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. It became, back in Europe, they did like one or two. Nowadays, like, we have to make sure, and it's exhausting, but we make sure that everyone, you don't have to do Sheva Brachas. It's not a chiyuv b'chlal. It's a nice thing. They want to, but if you're on a plane, you can't do Sheva Brachas, don't do Sheva Brachas. Okay, comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, different thing. Says the Ran, you can make Sheva Brachas anywhere. He says, the Sheva Brachas is ain't a tali b'chuppah. It's not tali in the chuppah. Ein Hanami, it could be. When the Gemara said this, the Ein Simcha Ella B'Chuppah, the Gemara meant Spitz Simcha. Spitz Simcha, where is it? In the Chuppah. Aber, can you have Simcha outside of the Chuppah? Yeah. You can have Simcha outside of the Chuppah. You could do that. Spitz Simcha, where is it? In the Chuppah. But on a plane, according to the Ran, is there Simcha? You can have Simcha Schas Makal. You can make brachas according to the Ran on the plane. He says, Umasha Omru ain't Simcha ala b'chuppah. Hanu de ikra Simcha ain't ala b'chuppah. But according to the Ran, you could talk of Simcha not in the Chuppah. So my friends, let me ask you a question. So why is our Gemara saying that you can't do the Simcha in the Chuppah in the Sukkah? Just go into the Sukkah. Can you make the brachas in the Sukkah? According to the Ran, can you make the brachas? You the Chuppah is out of the Sukkah, right? And now can they go into the Sukkah and make the brachas according to the Ran? Yes. Can you do it on a plane according to the Ran? Yes. So why don't I do it in the Sukkah also? Make the Chuppah out of the Sukkah. It's not the Spitz Simcha. Okay. No. Yichud and Tzar is why you can't do the Chuppah in the Sukkah. Do the Chuppah in a nice big place, wherever it is. Afterwards, come and eat into the Sukkah. We'll do it in the Sukkah. Where says the Gemara? Ain't Simcha ela bechuppah. Wait, that's not really true, says the Ran. Of course you can, in theory, do it other places. It's just, it's not the Spitz.
Many
Rishonim
talked about, as long as even if it's a little bit taken away.
Oh, says Chesky. Don't say many Rishonim. Ritzum Zach.
We had a Mordechai.
Ah, there he goes. Nailed it. The Mordechai I said in the beginning of this man, if a person is even going to lose a little bit of sleep and he's not going to do his mitzvah properly the second day, you still say Oisik b'mitzvah partur min ha-mitzvah. Even over there, says Chesky over here also. So you're going to get the simcha. But the mitzvah be mesameach chasam v'kala is be mesameach v'dav tzuzayin kemoy shekosuf mit the spitz. I want to do the mitzvah b'shleim usay. Givaldik, Chesky. Tosis didn't say exactly that, if you remember. Tosis says what happens if he's going to go look for a sukkah, he's going to be mavato the mitzvah. And Mordechai says he's just going to do the mitzvah now as well. In Achanami, Tosis Bayos says you cannot do your chuppah one place and do your simcha somewhere else. You cannot. That's the rush. The Ran argue with Tosis. Tosis says there's no way to move where the chuppah was. Wherever the chuppah is, that's the only place of simcha. According to Tosis, is it even an option to do the simcha somewhere else? No. According to the Ran, it's an option. But I'm oisik mitzvah partur min ha-mitzvah. What do you mean? I could do both mitzvahs and achanami, but I won't do them well. Zokt the Gemara. Zokt the Gemara. Amar Avzera. Ano. Achli besukkah, v'chodi bechuppah, v'kol shchein dechodi liboy. Abzei says, me, I ate in the sukkah. Now it's mesameach in the chuppah, v'kol shchein dechodi liboy. Deko avid notarti. What does kol shchein dechodi liboy mean? What does that mean? What is kol shchein? Sounds like I was even more happy. Because I was kol shchein dechodi liboy, to kavid na tarti. Says Rashi, is there Rashi here? Tarti, shtei mitzvahs, sukkah, u'mitzvahs nisuin. V'kigon shenasa erev haregel, avol besoich haregel kaim olam b'moyed katan einoyse nashim b'moyed. You can't get married on the moyed.
Should you do them both to the fullest?
We're gonna see in a second. We're gonna try to talk about that. Let me ask you a question. What did he do? Reb Zeira, what did he do? Tell me exactly what happened.
He got married
where? In a chuppah where? In a sukkah?
No.
No,
not in a sukkah. And then what did he do?
He ate in the
sukkah. And then what did he do?
Maybe he did do
it
in the sukkah.
Did
everything
in the
sukkah. Maybe he did what?
Maybe he did
the chuppah
in the sukkah.
Maybe did the chuppah in the sukkah. I'll tell you how I know he didn't do the chuppah in the sukkah. What?
It says tarti.
You can say it was the shrichin.
It was Arab.
You can say it was the
sukkah. Hold on a second. When did he get married?
Arab.
So there's no mitzvah sukkah. No, right? I mean, maybe he got it. Maybe he put it in there anyway. I don't know. But kipshutai.
No, the suda chuppah.
What?
The suda, I'm saying the suda. The first shayra brachas was in the
chuppah. Oh, it sounds like the chuppah itself, the lashon he says, I know achli b'sukkah, I ate in the sukkah. The chuppah he did somewhere else. I mean, achli b'sukkah, I ate in the sukkah. V'chadi b'chuppah. And I'm just reading the Gemara. V'chadi b'chuppah, what does that mean? So he left the sukkah? And went to the chuppah. Kol shchein dechadi liboy dekavid natarti. So our Gemara says you can't do that. Why? Ain't simcha ela b'makayim suda.
Maybe had them both in the same place.
What do you mean? It seems to say not like that. Then you should say I know achli b'sukkah v'chadi b'sukkah.
Could be like the same property.
Huh?
Okay,
I'm asking you a question. Did he do it inside or not?
No.
So it's not inside. We could have also done them right next to each other. Next to each other is not good. You know, it's close, but that's not good. No, it has to be mamish the same place. If you're going to make me get up from my makom of my suda and go be mesameach somewhere else, so then that's not considered a makom of the suda. I'm trying to understand. So what does it seem from our Gemara? I'm going to have different gears. I'm going to have three pshatim here, my friends. Think. What did Reb Zeira do? He made his chuppah out of the sukkah. He went into the sukkah to eat, and then he went out of the sukkah to be mesameach. That's what it seems like, right? Correct? Does everyone agree that's what it seems like? Anyone disagrees with that? Please, if you speak now or forever, hold your peace. Yeah? Avi? Is Reb Zeira coming to argue on what we just said before? Or is he just saying, I went over and above the law? I agree with you what the halach is. I went over and above. Is Reb Zeira coming to argue, or is he going to go over and above? This is a machlekes. It's a machlekes rishayim. If you look in the Eitzim of Farshia Talmud, again, Amar Reb Zeira, we gave it out. That was the Mar Makovis we gave out. Everyone should have it. Amar Reb Zeira, I know.
After he ate in the sukkah, he left.
It seems like after he ate in the sukkah, he left and went to be mesameach in the chuppah. Is that what it's saying in the Gemara? Ano achli b'sukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. The chuppah was Erev Yom Tov. The sukkah was on Yom Tov. This was regular standard fare. Used to be in Europe all the time. Everyone got married on Friday. The chuppah was in the afternoon, the suda was Friday night. It wasn't only in Europe, also over here. Rabbeinish Finkel was the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir. All of his children got married on Friday, and Friday night was the suda in the Yeshiva dining room. That was where they made the chasana. They made the chasana Friday night. It doesn't. Hold on a second. That's the way they did it. No band. There's no band. And there's no dancing. It's Shabbos, so they didn't really dance. And they didn't have to pay for schnitzel, because they're paying for schnitzel anyway. So it's anyway. That was the chasana. So they could. So that's what it seems like Reb Zeira did. He got married on Erev Regel. On Achli B'Sukkah, I made the Suda in the Sukkah. V'Chadi, and I made the Simcha B'Chuppah. I went back to the Chuppah afterwards. So I had the Chuppah before Yom Tif, Suda the night of Yom Tif, and then went back into the Chuppah for the Simcha. Says Toisus, Yesh, says the Oitzim Afroshi HaTalmud, Yesh Ge'oinim Shekosfu D'Rab Zeira Noah Ke Mitzad Chumra. Chumrah. In other words, he's agreeing, Avada, I don't have to do this, but I could. This is also a nafkamina. Another nafkamina between. We said there's a nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. Thank you. Rav and Abai. Rava says the reason why you can't do it is because of tsar. Abai says the reason you can't do it is because of yichud. There's also a kibinayu. Shaladas Rava im roitza lahachmel atzma rashoy. According to Rava, the whole reason is because of his own tsar. If I'm saying I don't have tsar, then I could do it to myself if I want to. Ladas Abai eino rashoy. That's what Reb Zeir was saying. I held like Rava. That's why I'm allowed to do it. But if you hold like Abai, you can't. I don't get this at all. What were Rava and Abai talking about? What was their discussion about doing what in the sukkah? Doing the chuppah in the sukkah. Because maybe there's tsar of the chassan because the chuppah's in the sukkah. They weren't talking about doing the achila in the sukkah. Abai says the reason is because of yichud. During the suda, there's no yichud. What does that mean? The shiloh is only not doing it. So do the chuppah outside. And Hanami, there's a different problem doing the chuppah outside. Well, so the reason you can't do the chuppah outside is because you need simcha b'makom suda, or you need simcha b'makom of the chuppah. What is this? It almost sounds like the goyim are learning that Reb Zeira made the chuppah inside the sukkah. I mean the chuppah inside the sukkah. That's not the way I learned the Gemara. I don't know. That's the way they seem to learn. You look in the Me'iri. What?
They hold like the round or the rush, because the chuppah's anywhere. The chuppah is...
Yeah, but the Gemara's question was, put the chuppah in the sukkah. The Gemara says, you can't put the chuppah in the sukkah because of yichud. But if the chuppah is out of the sukkah, there's no yichud problem.
You're saying after chuppah. So the chuppah is wherever you go.
And so what?
It's traveling.
Okay, so what?
So saying, even if it's not on the first day, let's say it's the second day, so that's the makom chuppah.
But he was chadi b'chuppah. He wasn't chadi b'sukkah. He just went to sukkah for the suda,
yeah,
and then left. But is that a problem of yichud?
Why not? In the sukkah. When they're eating.
They leave while they're eating?
Yeah.
Everyone's eating here together. There's no problem with yichud while they're eating.
You don't
problem,
go out to do
no, there's stuff. You have 15 people in the sukkah with you.
It'll be the same machloket.
No, the shaila is when there's no one. We said when during the suda. We said during the suda there's no problem of yichud. The problem is at 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, 4 in the afternoon. He's going to his chuppah. He's going to go into the suda. We're going to eat for an hour. We're going to go back out of the sukkah. There's no problem of yichud there. We'll go back out of the sukkah. There's no problem of yichud. If you look in the Me'iri, my friends, the Me'iri has a different gears than the Gemara. The Gemara says. See the Me'iri. V'shem Toimar. The Me'iri that we gave out today. I mean right now before Shir. Yismach b'sukkah v'yoychal b'sukkah. Ain't simcha l'b'makom suda. V'sudas chasen. Ain't b'zman kavur. Kol yoyim bon l'sameach. Zeach hazev. Who writes l'achilam. Shem Toimar yaseh chuppah b'soycha sukkah. Maybe make the chuppah inside the sukkah. Yavshar. Shetzaru l'chasen. L'iskalit. This lakit besukkah achas im kol chaver. It's very hard for him to squish into one sukkah, as we mentioned. Now says the Miri, v'im roitza lechol besukkah. If he wants to eat in the sukkah, v'lismoyach sham. What does mismoyach sham mean? I think it means in the sukkah. Yafel loisa. Ukumosha amru rabzeira. Ochil besukkah. V'chadi b'sukkah. That's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says he was achil b'sukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. I think the Miri had a different gears than the Gemara. The Miri's gears says, what did he do? He was achil b'sukkah v'chadi b'sukkah. He did both of them in the sukkah.
That means Rashi says shtei mitzvah sukkah, maybe it means two mitzvahs of sukkah. That he had the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of
chuppah. It's not shtei mitzvah sukkah. It's shtei mitzvahs. Sukkah or mitzvahs nisuah.
Maybe in the sukkah he was.
He's shtei mitzvah sukkah, you mean? Maybe he changed the gear set. Maybe. Maybe. It seems like the Miri has a different gear set in our Gemara. The Miri's gear set in our Gemara is that what Reb Zeri did was he was achil b'sukkah and chadi b'sukkah. So what was the problem over here with doing that? Achol besukkah v'chadi besukkah. It's not b'makom chuppah. The chuppah is out of the sukkah. No. The chuppah itself was out of the sukkah. After the chuppah, they came into the sukkah. There they ate, and there they were mesamech. What? Even though ain simcha ela b'makayim chuppah.
What's in simcha ela b'chuppah? You need to be.
What?
Happy there, or that's pashtus simcha.
That's what?
That's
going to depend on Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Ran. Tosfos says you don't have simcha there. So how in the world did, according to Tosfos, how in the world did Rabbi Zera do this? So how did he do this according to Tosfos? Must be according to Tosfos. Itako argues on the Tanakhama. He disagrees because I'm being mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah. It could be if you go like the Ran, then we could say I'm not being mevatel mitzvah sukkah. All I'm doing over here is the Ran says there's more simcha if you're in the sukkah. In Achanaim, it comes along, Reb Zera, and says, for me, I have more simcha if I'm in the mitzvah. I have a choice. Either I have lots of simcha mitzvah, the fact that I'm in my chuppah, or I get a different type of simcha. Enough simcha to make the bracha you have even if you're not in your chuppah, according to the Ran. So the Ran says, this whole thing is only lechatchila, and that's what it says in the Rav. Af lechatchila morin lekein. It's a good thing to do. Reb Zera is saying, you can do it. So the Mordechai seems to say, the Miri seems to say, Reb Zera is not arguing on our Gemara. Reb Zera is saying, I wanted to do this. Masha Ein Kein, we brought the Rush yesterday. The Sfasemis brought the Rush that said that Reb Zera argues on the Tanakhama. If Reb Zera holds that I can go out, then he's not saying I'm doing a chumrah. I'm not being machmir. I hold that there's no din over here of Isaac mitzvah patur and a mitzvah or star, whatever the patur is exactly. L'chayra comes out. There's going to be a machlekes here. Perhaps this is also going to affect the shayla that's brought down the following thing. What's the din if a chassan decides that he wants to sit in a sukkah? Right? He wants to sit in a sukkah. Can he make a bracha leishev basukkah? He wants to sit in a sukkah.
Not according to water feeder or something.
The fee, you cannot. So, like it could be that that's going to depend on that. So it happens to be that the Amud Dehoid brings down from the Mishnah Brura, and he says, "Ein Achanami, person can be machmir and to sit in the sukkah. However, they shouldn't make the bracha. The suffik peturim him kedasaram is a suffik if they're potter." That's very interesting. Maybe they're not mechuyev to go into the sukkah. But once they go into the sukkah, why shouldn't they make the bracha? What? Why would it be a bracha levatala? Why is it any different than women that when they go into a sukkah, they make a bracha? In Achanami, they're not obligated to go into the sukkah. But they're allowed to go in the sukkah. Says Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv says that if you say Oisik mitzvah pater mina mitzvah, is telling me that I'm not allowed to do the other mitzvah. Maybe over here there's a srach iser over here. Therefore, they can't make a bracha. So there's a safik iser. Or perhaps you could say that there's a difference between Oisik b'mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. We said Oisik mitzvah pater mina mitzvah is maybe even more pater than Nashim. Oisik mitzvah pater mina mitzvah, which is basically similar to what we said from the Or Zaruah. Oisik mitzvah pater mina mitzvah is like your mamish. There's no mitzvah clap at you. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. What? Right. So then, maybe you can't say mitzvah in Nashim that they have a ptur from mitzvah seishes man grama in a chalame. They can make a bracha. They could say v'tzivano. They're potter. But for him, it's even more than that for him. It's mamish as if there's no chiyuv. Therefore, he can't even say v'tzivano. No. That's what we were saying. It depends on what the understanding of a mitzvah potter and a mitzvah is. Yeah. Okay, my friends. What does the Gemara say weiter? Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Chasan, Vashish Binan, Vachol Bnei Achupa, Pturim in Atfila, Umin Atfilin, Vachayovim Bekriya Shema. Mishum Rabbi Shila Amru, Chasan Pater, Vashish Binan, Vachol Bnei Achupa, Chayovim. Says Rashi, why are they potter min tefillah? Because tefillah needs kavana. And min atvilin, mishum deshchichi shikris v'kalas roish. I always say, I'm not happy to admit it, but we're learning. The problem of too much drinking at chasanas is not like a new problem. This is an old problem. He's saying at the chasana, it was shchicha shikris v'kalas roish. I'm not saying that we should.
You're supposed to, so you're allowed to.
No. But now he's asking a kasha. What does it mean shchichi v'shikris v'kalas roish? So why are you making a potter for? What?
Isn't it the whole sheva brachas?
No, but yeah, you have to understand the maisa. Back in the days, there was nothing else to drink. There was only water and wine. That's all people drank. It was water and wine. Anything else went spoiled. Even water they barely drank. If you see people, they had their reservoirs of water are much smaller than their area to keep their wine back in the day. Because wine, you could leave it, and the longer it goes, the better it is. You keep apple juice for too long, it becomes apple vinegar. It becomes. Yeah, it doesn't last. Even that won't last too long. Orange juice, nothing you can preserve is really grapes. That's why we say in vehagefen, vin vehagefen. They hope that the relationship gets even better as time goes on. It gets better with age. That's why we say about the shidduch. Some people, you know, have a great engagement and it's downhill from there. But we hope it'll be like grapes in vehagefen, that it should get better with age.
We drank the whole day though. I'm saying in the morning.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Don't think it's a
shikras. It's a good point. It's a good point.
Don't think it's a shikras much different than what?
Can't be oimel lefnei amelech. The Meiri seems to say a different reason over here why a chasen, why they're pater from tefillah. The Meiri says, the Meiri says it's because tshicha kavani same ritzuim behem. Yeah, it also says because of the reason of kavana. However, the Ra'ah says because tefillah is only midrabanan. Therefore, we pater you. Tefillin is diaraisa. Why? Why do you pater? Just because diarabanan? Yeah, I'll have to see. Tefillin is diaraisa. What's the reason you pater? Says Rashi, Mishum the Shechicha Shikris Vakalas Rosh. But the Chayiv in Kriya Shema says Rashi, the mitzvahs kavanasa ain't ala pasuk rishon. V'chol liyashiv daiton shoktana k'dei likroi pasuk rishon. Yeah, but why is he Chayiv? Why don't you just say he's Isaac be mitzvah, pater ben a mitzvah? What? Rashi's going to say it doesn't hold of Isaac Mitzvah. Mishum Mishila Armu Chasin Pater Mikriya Shema, the Torah. Vishar Ben Chupa Chayiv, and Vilesle Hani Tanoi Isaac Ben Mitzvah Pater Ben Mitzvah. Rashi seems to say that this Brisa doesn't hold. It's a Peldik Rashi. We have a Brisa, two members of the Brisa, Reb Shila and the Tanakama, that don't hold of Isaac Mitzvah Pater Ben Mitzvah. What to do with the Pasuk of Ashach Shivtacha Bevesecha Lech Chavaderech? Gone. What to do with the Pasuk of Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam? Gone. They don't hold it. How do they learn? It's a pele. And the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't go through now. Okay. According to them, what do you do with the ship? Nothing. But according to Rashi, if someone asks you a question, does everyone hold of Isik Mitzvah, Patam, and Mitzvah? What's the answer? No. It's a machlekes tanoim. Seems like. Doesn't sound like that from Rashi. Rashi says, the less. You're saying good. Maybe I would have said that. The less lay lahaitana ha'oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. He doesn't hold of it. Right? The Mefarshim asked the question that I asked. What does he do with the psukim?
Two different ways.
What?
You can understand it the way we're saying that
that there is a disagreement in the deity of the sukkah of Eisker Mitzvah. Or you could say that this isn't a mitzvah, thus it's not Eisker Mitzvah.
Lesley lahai tana ha'isik b'mitzvah part of an mitzvah. You read the words. He seems to be saying he doesn't hold of it. I mean, anything else is going to be. He's using a crowbar in Rashi. You could. I understand it's doichik, but that's what it sounds like from the Rashi. That's the way the Achronim seem to understand the Rashi. That he holds that there is no din of isik b'mitzvah. Tosis is a different pshat. The Meiri has a different pshat. Beis Hashem b'lineda. Tomorrow we're going to try to do this and start the sugya of svarim. Then we speak about other people that I see. We're going to move out of the din of chuppah, and there's a major steer in the Arzuru, which we're going to try to see if we can answer. Beis Hashem, hopefully.